I'm Marilyn Weston. You're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, the dryness and being inside and not getting enough sun really takes its toll on our skin. And, you know, when patients come in to see me for skin issues, it doesn't matter whether it's wrinkles or skin, you know, eczema or dryness or acne, really we have to look at skin from the inside out. And often when we're looking at skin, we're looking at roots of inflammation. So our skin is our largest organ, and its health is endangered all the time between exposure to the elements, stress, pollution, poor nutrition, and of course, natural aging. Our skin is constantly fighting all these kinds of things that can potentially increase our inflammation. So inflammation isn't just the root of disease. It actually can be the root of many skin ailments. And when we think of reducing inflammation in the body, we sometimes think about reducing inflammatory foods because, you know, when our body's inflamed, it can actually show up on our skin. So, you know, one of the things I often do is actually, especially with patients who have things like eczema and acne and those kinds of things, we always talk about diet. And sometimes I test for food sensitivities, but sometimes we'll do some trial food removal, for example, gluten or wheat products or dairy, you know, and sometimes dairy can be broken down into things like cow dairy and goat dairy. So sometimes people are sensitive to cow dairy and some people are not sensitive to goat dairy. And, you know, when we think about dairy products, non-organic dairy products often have a lot of hormones in them. So sometimes even switching to an organic dairy product, organic meats, for example, wild fish, as an example, can really reduce our hormone exposure and what we call the xenoestrogens that are found in these kinds of products. And even doing that can reduce our inflammation, especially with people who are subject to things like acne and other kinds of inflammatory skin issues. So a couple of quick tips that we want to look at in terms of, you know, improving our skin, obviously removing inflammatory foods, increasing our water intake, for example. A lot of toxins in our body can really be flushed through our system if we drink enough fluid. So fluid can be, for example, by eating lots of fruits and vegetables because these kinds of foods actually have natural hydration in them. Drinking water, of course, smoothies, soups, all these kinds of things. I have a lot of patients that don't like water. They don't like the taste of water. But a lot of herbal teas, for example, just increasing our hydration. One of the things I do in my clinic a lot for skin, but also for other things, are intravenous therapy treatments. For example, glutathione is a natural antioxidant. It's actually made in our body, and it actually helps flush out toxins in our body. So sometimes I do vitamin C intravenous therapy. Sometimes I'll add in something called glutathione. And it, in combination with vitamin C, can actually brighten our skin safely as opposed to using topical skin brighteners. The other thing that I do in my clinic as an acupuncturist is facial acupuncture. And facial acupuncture works with the meridians, for example, in Chinese medicine to release congestion in the skin, increases circulation, increases collagen production, something that we're often looking for with skin creams. And it helps relax fine lines, wrinkles. And we often refer to it as cosmetic acupuncture. So it's a fantastic alternative, for example, to injectables that have been, you know, very common for anti-aging.
So basically you're saying our skin health starts from the inside out and we're back to that gut health and drinking lots of fluid. I'm not going to go through all the pointers, but if someone wants to address their skin, either to rejuvenate it or just to get rid of an inflammation of some kind, how do we reach you?
They can give our office a call at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So thornhillnaturopathic.ca, there's a link from my website, marilyns.ca, and the contact information for Dr. Betty and everyone on the team is there, so you're welcome to do that. And if you're not computer savvy, you can always call me at 416-504-6777. And for a complimentary consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, all you have to do is call 905-707-2001. She'll either speak to you by phone or you can book an appointment in her office. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. Look forward to speaking next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.